There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI, where we are all going deaf. You guys know that? We are just all going deaf. Maybe not all of us at the same rate, but they say we are starting younger, and according to the World Health Organization, 1.1 billion young people are at risk of losing their hearing. Now, a lot of us who grew up in the 70s and the 80s and 90s were told, you know, stop playing your music too loud, you're going deaf. They were right, right? I mean, my hearing was completely blown by listening to my boom box and my Def Leppard and my Rush and my Depeche Mode and my Van Halen and the Police and the Who. I mean, I blew my ear because I had my ear right up to the boom box. I loved my boom box. I had it sitting there on my shoulder when I did my homework, when I went potty. I love my boom box. But now we hurt our ears even more with all these little audio devices. So they say 1.1 billion people right now, half of them between 12 and 35 years old in high income countries expose their ears to unsafe sound levels when they're listening to audio devices. Music just sounds better when it's loud. Why do you guys think I do my show so loud? Why do you think I'm always loud? Because I'll sound better. All right? If I go, yeah, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, we're going to talk about here, it doesn't sound so good. But if I'm like, we're going deaf, it just sounds a little bit more interesting. Okay? People are intrigued by loud noises. Now, they don't want super loud. They don't want annoying voices. They don't want voices that go on and on and on and on. I'm not sure where they'll get that. But I try to avoid being annoying. I'm just loud. They say 40% of these 12 to 35-year-olds are exposed to potentially damaging sound levels at music and entertainment venues. I can't go to a concert anymore. And it's not because I'm an old fart. It's because it's so loud. I went to the Glee concert years ago. I forget which arena it was in. I was really into Glee years ago, so that would be really, really cool that I could see them live. And I'm there, and I guess we were sat next to a speaker. It was miserable. You couldn't even hear the music. It was noise. And I didn't, even the earplugs didn't work. That was the last concert I've been to. I think the first concert I was ever at was Chicago. And the last concert, I guess Glee. So yeah. Anyway, all right. So Dr. Itini Krug, WHO director for the Department of Management of Non-Communicable Diseases, Disability, Violence, Injury, and Prevention, better known as DMNDDDVIPE, said as they go about their daily lives doing what they enjoy, more and more young people are placing themselves at risk for hearing loss. They should be aware that once you lose your hearing, you can't get it back. Taking simple preventative actions will allow people to continue to enjoy themselves without putting hearing at risk. Now, I see you guys. You know, even at the doctor's office, I come in and you guys have your earphones, your headphones in. And you're listening to music. And I, you know what it is? It's because you think nobody else wants to hear your music. I'd like to hear your music. Trust me. I would like to. Okay, all I hear in my medical... You know what sounds I hear in the medical office when I walk down the hall? Gosh, she's taking so long. I mean, these are the sounds I'm hearing. So rather than the cough and the slurping and the gas, I would really like to hear some music. So go ahead, play the music. You don't have to put the headphones on. Play the music. They say the organization suggested that we need to limit our headphone use to get this, guys, 1 hour a day. if you listen to music 1 hour a day, and to not spend more than 8 hours in workplaces where the noise is over 85 decibels, like bars, nightclubs, sporting venues. And the problem is bars, nightclubs, etc., they're over 100 decibels easy. The WHO noted, the World Health Organization noted, that they can cause hearing damage in as quickly as 15 minutes. I think, in fact, some of this could cause hearing damage immediately. Dr. Daniel Jeffanimus, an otolaryngologist at NYU Langone Medical Center, said hearing damage happens with repeated or prolonged exposure to loud noises or a sudden, intense, loud noise. You got these little baby hairs inside the ears. Yeah, I know. We're really hairy. A lot hairier than you think. Some hearing loss could be temporary, but sometimes it could be permanent. Now, many times we won't tell that we're having hearing loss. We'll be like, I'm having ringing in the ears. You know, you leave a concert ringing in the ears. That's an issue. Okay? That could be a sign of impending hearing loss. You've got to see your doctor, your ENT, otolaryngologist, medical provider, whoever. All right? Headphones can be cranked up to as loud as 110 decibels, according to the National Institutes of Health. All right? Apparently, there are downloadable cell phone apps to help you keep your volumes at safe levels. They say, you know, when you talk, you're at about 40 to 60 decibels. I'm probably at 80, but still, 40 to 60 decibels. So you guys cranking up your volume to 110 decibels, too much. They say an electric pencil sharpener is about 71 decibels. An ambulance siren, 120 decibels. Fryer crackers, 140 to 155 decibels. You notice in the movies, everybody like covers their ears when the firecrackers are going off. Why? Because because they're loud. So covering your ears is crucial. But, you know, I notice my kids are deaf. Right? They really are losing their hearing. My kid is all hooked up to his headphones. And I'm like, Stone, why are you yelling? Well, I've been calling you for like seven, I called your name seven times. You're yelling at me. I go, you're going deaf. I'm going deaf because you're yelling at me. Okay, and this goes on all day long. All right, and then the other kid, I call his name seven times, and I'm like, Brock! And he's like, what? I'm like, you don't talk like that to me. You say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. He's like, but you were yelling at me. I go, because I was calling you 12 times. Huh? So, yeah, my kids are already going deaf, and it's really frustrating me. So, personally, I think everybody at the age of 40 needs to start getting their hearing checked at the age of 40. Because what happens if your hearing is down? Well, you're a threat. You're a threat on the roads. You're a threat to anybody. Because we can't hear you. We're trying to tell you to stop doing something. You don't listen to us. Well, listening and hearing are two separate things. Like right now, you guys hear me, but you're probably not listening. You're like, what did she say? Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Valley. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Andrew, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess 3 new cases of measles have been confirmed in Las Vegas. This is my hometown. And people, they believe, were infected by a contagious worker at a restaurant, a seafood restaurant, at the MGM Grand Hotel. One of my favorite hotels, by the way. I love the MGM Grand. You guys got to check out the pool. It's gorgeous. Fox News is reporting we have 3 people infected with measles. And they believe that what happened is there was a little baby that was brought in that had been unvaccinated then had it. And then other people got infected. The newly diagnosed patients, 2 staff members, and a patron of Emerald's New Orleans Fish House at the MGM Grand now bring the total number of measles cases where I live in Clark County to 9. None of those cases we believe came from Disneyland. So far, 150 people across the United States have recently been diagnosed with measles. 126 of them have been from California. So in Nevada, public health officials believe that the Emeralds worker was infected by an infant who was too young to have been immunized against the highly, obviously, contagious disease, measles. None of the newly diagnosed patients have been hospitalized. One did go to, I guess, Walgreens. Another one went to Chili's in Las Vegas while they could have been infectious, but thus far we haven't heard of any new cases. So the health district in Las Vegas is advising anyone who has been at any of these locations during these times, and they're going to have times, I believe, on their website to review their immunization status against measles if they have not already had the disease. Now, again, some of you are like, wait a second. If the baby wasn't immunized and came down with measles, how did these other people, if they were immunized, came down with it? We don't know. We don't know the immunization status of the people that came down with it. But an unimmunized infant, because infants are too young to get the MMR, all right? You can't get the MMR until at least 1 year old. So these infants, if they're obviously infant age is under 12 months old, is it, you know, could become infected. Whoever's around it that isn't immune, whether they were vaccinated or not, could pick it up. The incubation period is about 21 days. All right. It incubates quicker, but if you have contact, it could take about 21 days to evolve and come forth. So, if let's say you were, I guess, eating at that restaurant, they aren't saying what the date is according to the site. I'll have to find that out for you all. But if it's been past 21 days, then most likely you're in the clear, unless somebody else walking around, you know, has had measles. And measles could be pretty dangerous. We've talked about measles. We spent a lot of time with measles. But what's again really really concerning is vaccinated people coming down with measles, just like vaccinated people coming down with pertussis. You know, the news media could blame unvaccinated people all they want. Why are vaccinated people getting exposed? I think we need to relook at our vaccine program and see if we are giving enough shots. Or are some of these bugs mutating just enough to outsmart our immune system? Remember, when you're vaccinated, what's a vaccine? Well, the vaccine injects you with a killed version of it or a non-killed version, and then you, like, for the MMR, it's a live attenuated version. So live attenuated means it's a version of the virus that's kind of, I guess, weakened, etc., so that your body recognizes it. It makes a nice immune response. And then when the real nasty thing comes, you're ready for it. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey, who we got over there? Hello? Oh, all right. Looks like we're having trouble with our phone lines. Andrew's on top of it. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the killed version of any virus, like let's say flu, etc., is like influenza, for example. The killed version, it's a killed version of, let's say, the virus. And so you get the virus, your body won't get sick from it, but it will recognize the outside of it such that you can then mount an immune response. The immune response can recognize it so that when the real thing comes, it'll go after it. You see how that goes? Yeah, piece of cake. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Andrew's on top of it. Sorry, guys. We're having a little trouble with our phone lines, but we'll get to you as soon as we can. So anyway, you get your shot. You get your vaccine. You get your vaccine, and you're like, all right, is this working? Is it working? Well, you can't tell unless we throw you into a situation where there's bugs. Like, for example, look at the flu vaccine this year. Now they're saying the flu vaccine is only 18% effective. 18%. Usually the flu is about 60% effective, 67% effective. But then we were told a few months ago, well, we think it's only about 43% effective. Then it went down to 26%. Now they're saying it's only 18% effective. How do we know that? those of us that got the flu shot had to be out there. And we had to be out there and see if we came down with it. And so I'm in my office seeing something a little different than what typical flu is. Usually typical flu is a big, nasty fever that comes on and then coughing and sneezing and body aches. And you really feel like crap. I mean, it's bad. It's not good at all. And what I'm noticing now is people are like, look, I'm achy. I have cough. I have sneeze. But I know it's a flu. But it's a different type of flu. Well, that's probably what's going on. All right? The main type of, like, H1N1, we aren't seeing a lot of that. And, by the way, the flu shot protected against that. Influenza A, influenza B, etc. And these types of flu shots usually cover about three or four different viruses. In this particular case, we think the H3N2 is outsmarting the flu virus, and that's what's going on. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so measles was supposed to be eliminated. Measles was supposed to be long gone, okay, by 2000 in the United States. Now, by 2014, we've had the highest number of cases we have seen in the last couple decades. Again, what do you want to look for? You want to look for kind of not feeling well, fever, runny nose, this rash that comes out, and the rash can come out pretty quickly. It could be pretty dangerous. Don't just blow it off because measles can cause blindness, encephalitis, diarrhea, infection, and pneumonia. Now, what are we telling all healthcare workers and restaurant workers, etc.? We're saying, look, guys, wash your hands. Hand washing is so important. All right? And, guys, thank you. I know you guys are on the phone lines. Andrew should be taking your calls. I'm going to get you as soon as I can. 1-877. Oh, good. All right. Looks like our phone lines are back up. Thank you guys for being so patient. All right. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Doc. I haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you?
Good, good. Are you my cab driver, Steve?
No. I'm the guy that, you know, always comes up with an interesting medical question, but occasionally throws in a little bit of wit at the end.
Okay, I love it. You know what? I'll take it, man. What's going on?
Okay, two questions, Doc, and very, very important. I've been in agony for 5 years. I had some hemorrhoids and developed a terrible rectal anal fissure, and here's what happened. I went to two internal guys, and they did try. They were nice. They kept giving me this nitro cream that, A, did nothing but burn for months and months on end and did not heal it. I cannot eat anything salty, Doc, anything spicy. A shot glass full of orange juice, I'm in burn and agonizing pain all day. I can't eat anything salty, spicy, anything with a little bit of acid in it, anything, caffeine. I can't have coffee, tea. It's really messing up my whole diet, and I don't know how this thing can be healed. Is it true that they can use laser now to heal these things?
You know what? I don't know, but I got to tell you, man, if they could use laser to fix, I mean, anal fissures, that's a whole other story. Hemorrhoids, yeah.
They're gone, but the fissure is what's killing me. I developed that from straining, Doc. That's what happened.
Yeah, exactly. And the problem with these anal fissures is once you tear, they stay. And, I'm wondering why they're doing the nitroglycerin. Why aren't they doing, like, a suppository that has a little bit of steroid in there?
I tried that, but it didn't work either, Doc. Nothing worked. And this has been going on for 5 years. I've been to two different specialists, and I guess they did the best they could, but nothing's working. All the cream did was burn and sting for hours on end, and for months and I went on, it didn't work. And the suppository is no luck either.
Internal doctors you saw, were they GI doctors, gastroenterologists?
Yes, they were. Yep, they were. He did. The hemorrhoid problem, fantastic. He took care of that with the banding. That was gone, but the damage was already done because there was one case where I ate like a pound of peanuts before I went to bed, and I got obviously didn't digest it. I strained for an hour and a half. When I had a bowel movement the next day, there was a teaspoon of blood in the toilet. That's what a bad tear that I've caused down there. It's horrible.
You know what? I'm just pulling this one out of my butt, Steve, but I'm wondering if a little topical estrogen cream would help. When we women get vaginal tears, we're given estrogen cream, and it helps close it right up. I'm wondering if any of your doctors tried estrogen cream. That could help.
I'll try that. And real quick, Doc, you know what someone said? When women have babies, they put heat lamps, and it tends to heal, bind together the tissues. So I try to dry it with a hair dryer a lot because the moisture makes it worse. And they said use dryness and heat. That might help it to heal. Does that make sense?
No, because sometimes when it's overly dry, it's going to crack more.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, all our computer issues are all caught up. I apologize, Steve. You're still on with us. Go ahead. What was your other question, man? I'm sorry. Yeah, what was your other question?
Okay, the other question is there anything, like I say, do you know of any technology where they're using laser to heal these things, where like they'd zap it and then it would heal back? Because, you know, like how they use the laser, it burns something and then it heals back even better than after the burn. Do you think that there's any technology they could do something like that? Because this thing just doesn't want to heal, Doc. You
absolutely. Before I answer that, have you had your colonoscopy? I mean, has anybody done
it? I had one some time ago. I have no problem. My bowel movements are good or regular now after the hemorrhoids were fixed. No problem with that. It's just that, like I said, it's the dietary. If I eat anything bland, I'm okay. But once I eat a little bit of salt, a little bit of caffeine, a little bit of nitrates, a little bit of spice, anything spicy, pepper, any kind of a red pepper, spice, anything like that, it burns like crazy. Every time I have an elimination, it goes on for hours, the itching and burning. It will not go away. So I just wondered if there's any kind of other new high-tech surgery they could do on these, because I know sometimes they're reluctant to surgery.
10 years ago, they were talking about these lasers. I'm trying to look back, like the carbon dioxide laser surgery. The problem is most people that I've seen, I've never seen a case as bad as yours, because here's the thing. Let's say you have a cut that doesn't heal, and the cut just doesn't heal. Sometimes what you have to do is cut to heal. So let's say you have a cut. We cut the tissue that's not healing so that hopefully the newer tissue next to it will reclose. So sometimes they do things called like sphincterotomies, which they'll cut, you know, more around the area so that hopefully the new tissue will close again. But a lot of times these topical things work. And so, unfortunately, I've never seen a case. I've even seen, like, even botulism use, like the Botox.
Really?
But you really need a colorectal surgeon, a really good colorectal surgeon. What city do you live in?
I'm in Vegas. Do you have one doc you could recommend?
Okay, great. Okay, stay on hold. Give us your email, and then I'll give you a list of some people. I'll have to email you a list of some people I would recommend, okay?
Doc, believe me or not, I don't have email. Can I just get a few phone numbers? Would that be possible? Would that be
possible? I'm trying to think. I don't have it at the top of my head.
That's okay. Yeah. I'll have you email it to my friend.
I don't have the number. Exactly. I'll have to email you. All right, Steve, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right,
Thank you. Take care.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're talking about this measles outbreak, and that little new outbreak that we've had in Vegas. And what are we really looking at when we're looking at hand washing, and who's admitting that they're not doing it? Well, there's a study. They've surveyed 100,000 people, and it's one of the largest ever studies that are looking into hand washing, and they say 62% of men gladly admit they don't wash their hands, and 40% of women don't admit to washing hands. Now, for you or I, we're like, oh my gosh, that's disgusting. I mean, I wash my hands probably 77 times a day because I wash my hands before I see the patient. I wash my hands after I see the patient. I wash my hands after I touch my computer. I wash my hands after I touch my phone, going to the bathroom, etc. But there's some people that just... Now, what would be the psychology in it, okay? You know, you would think at the outset, all right, somebody not washing their hands, it's just they're gross. It's just they're dirty. No, that's not always the case, okay? You have some people that are afraid of wet. They don't like being wet because a wet hand, they think, will cause them to catch more. So, like, for example, your hands are wet. You leave the men's bathroom or the female bathroom. You have to touch a handle. You don't want to touch it with wet. So you psychologically think a drier hand will absorb less. That's not always the case. Wet could actually wash it off. However, wet tissues, wet bandage is not as clean as a dry one. So you have that. You know, then you have people think, but I didn't touch myself. Awesome, thank you. You know, some people say, but I didn't touch myself. I used the toilet paper, I wiped, my fingers only touched the clean part of the toilet paper. Since I didn't touch the lily, or I peed, you know, guys, you pee and you don't wipe. I don't understand why you guys don't wipe after you pee. You shake, right? And you dribble, but you don't wipe. So you're like, well, I didn't touch myself. So, well, yeah, you did because you had to get it in and out of the zipper. And so I guess some people aren't thinking that because they're not touching excrement, they're not washing their hands. Let me just say as a doctor, that is disgusting. Wash your hands for crying out loud. Oh my gosh. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Judy on the line. Hey Judy, how you doing?
Hi. Oh, I called in about the guy with the rectal fissure, but that hand washing, I'm a nurse. I'm an old nurse. I've been a nurse for 1,000 years.
God bless you, Mama.
I cannot tell you how disgusting it is. When I was in the hospital, I wouldn't let anybody touch me unless they washed their hands in front of me, because nurses and doctors do not wash their hands anymore.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand why.
Any of them. Because they go from patient to patient and they don't stop and wash their hands because they don't think. Or they use that alcohol crap. That's only good for 2 or 3 times. And then you better wash your hands really good.
The sanitizer doesn't wash things off. All it does is semi-sterilize. Getting the crap off our hands. Agreed.
They have a false sense of security, and it is so frustrating to explain to young nurses and even young doctors, because they don't understand. And they think that, you know, their stuff doesn't stink because they got MD or PA or APN after their names. Well, learn to wash your hands. 3/4 of what we transmit could be saved. 3/4 of the hospital-acquired infection could be helped. Could never have happened if people took proper hygiene. Mm-hmm. They don't wash patients. They don't give a patient a bath anymore. They don't rub backs. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And
I know I've been in the hospital. I've been in the hospital multiple times. I have never gotten one sponge bath. And I mean, you would think for the thousands of dollars I spend, I'd at least get something. But no. Nobody bathes you anymore. You should have seen me when I was pregnant. No, long story. Anyway, you had a question on the anal fissure.
Well, as far as the anal fissure goes, the hormone that works on women would not work on men because it doesn't have the same causation. I don't think.
No, but they've actually treated with estrogen. I looked it up a few minutes ago. They have used topical estrogen because estrogen is a steroid.
Men?
Huh? On
well,
men?
I understand
yes.
that.
On men.
Oh,
on men, yeah. Yeah.
The other thing is, that's good. I learned something. See, I listen to you because I learn something every day.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you. I'm learning from you, Mama. Yeah, thanks, Judy.
But the other thing is, depending on the size of that fissure, they might think about using a wound vac as a temporary method.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Wound vacs really do help heal wounds. And they do it in small, strange places. I've seen them, you know, at the top of the buttock. I've seen bad wounds there, almost at the anus. And I've seen them put wound vacs there, and it works. It really does.
It's a wound that keeps tearing open. You have to keep pushing. You have to.
Right.
I should put the wound vac demonstration. There's a YouTube video of what it's like a vacuum assisted closure. That's cool stuff. And I mean, it'll definitely get some giggles out of the patient. Shouldn't hurt. All right, Judy, we're going on break. A pleasure.
Okay,
thank you for calling, honey.
The other thing, Doc Dolly, is that it might be a good idea for him to consult with a wound care doctor because perhaps hyperbaric treatment would help.
Exactly. Hyperbaric. I was thinking about telling him that, too, because hyperbaric oxygen. The other thing I'm thinking is he diabetic? You know, does he have concomitant yeast infection, and that's why it's not healing? Exactly. Judy, thank you for helping me explore his anal fissure. It was really helpful, and you're a wealth of information. God bless our nurses out there. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. The CDC wants to investigate these deadly bugs like Clostridium difficile, etc., because they're linking it to doctors' offices. Now, this was a story that we talked about earlier in the week, and it's interesting. Okay, we got a well, let me pull this up. We got an email just a couple seconds ago, but we got an older email. Charmaine had written earlier in the week, "My doctor won't touch me. He wears a gown. He enters the room with gloves. When he examines me for a physical, he doesn't touch me. I thought that was bad, but now I think it's good, considering what the CDC," and she goes into the bacteria and the UCLA scopes, etc. But then Ronald writes a couple minutes ago, "I live in Covina, and I asked my doctor to wash his hands when he looked at me." Oh, "I asked my doctor to wash his hands, and he looked at me with such hatred and ignored my request, went on as if I didn't ask. The nurse who called is right. Doctors don't wash their hands." So really quickly, while we're talking about this topic of the CDC wanting to investigate doctors' offices and why C. diff, Clostridium difficile, which we usually see in hospitals, could be sitting there lurking in a doctor's office, what should your doctor or medical provider be doing? Now, it's interesting. Earlier in the week, you know, what Charmaine writes is kind of pretty much an example of what I've been hearing lately. Patients are complaining that they're not being touched. Doctors are so afraid that this is the rumor of touching you and spreading bacteria, etc., that you're not even getting a stethoscope put on you. Now, that's a bunch of bullcrap. That can't happen. Okay? Plus, I always urge medical providers to alcohol swab the stethoscope, because if it's touching a patient and you go into the next room, you should alcohol it again. So your stethoscope should be alcohol swabbed also. A lot of us didn't do that years ago, and now we're like, well, with MRSA and all the others, I think we should. Anything that touches the patient should either be disposable or sterilized, period, including your stethoscope, okay? When I go into a patient's room, I will wear gloves if I'm doing a rectal exam or a gynecological exam, etc. However, when a patient is showing me their rash or I'm feeling glands or their thyroid, I use my hands, okay? Because I was trained to touch the patient, to feel. Patients like, "Can you feel this? Can you feel this lump? Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you feel that?" You know, I will always use gloves for a testicle hernia check. I will always wear gloves. All right? But there's many doctors out there that don't. Patients will say the doctor didn't glove up when he was examining the testicles. Well, that's because sometimes to fine feel these little testicular cancers, sometimes the gloves mess them up. And when they're trying to feel what the hell is going on, they're getting in there with their fingers. You know, when we used to do medicine as doctors, we were, I mean, really in there. We didn't worry about infectious disease at the time. We were pushing your hemorrhoids back with the bare hands. They were called piles. So we would take our hand and push those hemorrhoids back. Yeah, we would clean our hands off afterwards because we knew excrement was bad. But no, we didn't have latex gloves back then. And then with like diabetics would come in, and we didn't have a blood test, so my forefather doctors would take a sip of the urine. I mean, we would use our hands, we would use our sniffer, we would use our taste buds to diagnose you. That's why diabetes mellitus means sweet. All right? You would taste sweet, either your urine or your skin. That's how, I mean, we had to figure out what the hell is going on with you. All right. Nowadays, of course, I mean, there is no way I would do any exam that was in the pelvic area without a glove. There is no way I would taste a patient. You know, yeah, sometimes, you know, I'll smell the skin, or, you know, there's like a little thing on there. You know, doctors, it smells yeasty. You smell it. Yeah, it smells kind of yeasty. So, yeah, every now and then, maybe I will smell something on the skin or whatever. We had a patient thought he had ammonia overload. He goes, "Can you smell the ammonia coming from me?" I'm like, "No, I can't." You know, but for the most part, we don't want want patients to think that we as physicians could give them something. So like when somebody draws my blood, I would prefer they wear gloves. But if you ask most phlebotomists, they're like, please don't make me draw with gloves on. Let me draw your blood without, because I could feel the vein better. And one of my favorite phlebotomists who had drawn my blood years ago, she's like, Dahlia, please, okay, I'm washing my hands, I'm sterilizing, just if you don't mind, I could get the vein right on, let me do my thing. And she was one of the best blood draws I ever had. No gloves. Problem is, there's a lot of liability. Okay, we are very, very highly responsible for anything, and we give you something, we're in trouble. One of my patients giggles every time I put on a mask when I see them, and they're like, I know, you're afraid I'm going to give you something. I'm like, no, I'm afraid I'm going to give you something. I just saw three people with the flu, and I'm walking into the room with you, and I'm going to breathe out onto you as your doctor. Oh, hell no, I'm wearing my mask. And then also you don't smell what I had for lunch. So, you know, it may seem cold to you that doctors are gloving up and they're putting masks on and they're whatever, but it's for your protection. So, however, that doesn't mean a doctor should not touch you. Okay? I mean, you know, you're there for a physical. Your heart should be looked at. The skin should be looked at. Nodes should be felt for. Thyroid should be palpated. Skin should be examined. You know, somebody comes to me with horrible left chest pain. All right, so yeah, I check the heart, I check their lungs, etc. I got to start feeling the ribs in their back. And if you could feel that rib is out, you've just saved that man thousands upon thousands of dollars of CAT scans and all sorts of other workup when you come to figure out it's a rib that's probably subluxated. The only way to feel that is to touch it. You can't just x-ray and see that happen. You got to touch. And so what happens with the other patient who said, well, I asked my doctor to wash his hands. He just looked at me and went on. All right, that's concerning. Okay, that's very, very concerning. If you don't feel like you can communicate with your doctor, get the hell out of there. All right, that is not a good doctor for you. All right, now, not all doctor's offices have sinks in the room. Sinks are very, very expensive. At the time we were building out one of our original offices, it was going to be $10,000 a sink. So having an 8-person treatment room and you only getting a $100,000 loan to build out your office, actually less than that, $80,000 for sinks, we started to strategically put sinks in the room, make sure the doors were open. So while we're washing our hands, patients could see us. I always come into the room drying my hands in front of them, etc. All right? So people could see I wash my hands. I put the gloves on, etc. Sometimes I'll even grab an alcohol swab and re-alcohol. You know, I want people to know that we are doing our best to make sure we're spraying down the rooms, etc. But remember, this is not sterile. We are not in a bubble. You have people walking in and out of a doctor's office sick, coughing, sneezing, spitting, etc. All right? There's only so much that could be done. So while the CDC is looking at this, and I think they should, you know, I would love there to be protocol besides the hand washing, besides hand sanitizers being available, the biohazards and all the OSHA standards, all right? What else do they recommend? Because we're being told on the other end that a lot of the hand sanitizers we're putting out there for our patients is causing these superbugs, right? I have hand sanitizers for whoever wants it. All right, hospitals have hand sanitizers in every room. I love hand sanitizers. But is that, unfortunately, making things worse? Are people using hand sanitizers not washing their hands? Are my patients coming in not washing their hands because they did a couple squirts of the hand sanitizer? All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. We'll talk again on Monday. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA or DrDahlia.com. Y'all be safe.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees. And it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.